Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University with History in Pictures. This striking portrait is as heroic as the personality of the 15th century sitter it depicts, Charles the Bold, the last of the Dukes of Burgundy. He earned his name through his conquering spirit and aggressive military campaigns. However, the portrait was painted around 150 years after the Duke's death by master artist Peter Paul Rubens, who worked as court painter to Infanta Isabella and Archduke Albert in Antwerp. As rulers in the Habsburg dynasty, Isabella and Albert sought to magnify their royal lineage and importance through a series of commissioned posthumous portraits of their greatest ancestors. Charles the Bold was a notable example, whom Rubens painted along with the companion portrait of Maximilian I. Referencing contemporary descriptions and previous paintings, Rubens created the original, larger version of this work in the Kunsthistorisches Museum in Vienna, Austria. Since portraits functioned much like photographs do today, one copy was hardly sufficient. The smaller size of M&G's portrait indicates that it was made for a private household, and it is a very close copy of Rubens' original, likely painted by one of his many workshop assistants. Rubens presents Charles as a regal warrior whose small stature is overshadowed by his commanding presence, suggested through his aggressive stance, the billowing drapery, bold colors, and tumultuous clouds. Additionally, his clothing and armor communicate the splendor of his reign and power as a ruler. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit bjumg.org.